Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Canelo versus Angulo conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, there will be an opportunity for questions and comments. Instructions will be given at that time. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference call over to your host for today, Kelly Swanson. Kelly, please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Thank you, everybody, for joining us this morning and this afternoon. Well, it's actually, yes, this afternoon here on the East Coast. It's a very snowy East Coast, but we are so excited to be able to announce a fantastic Showtime pay-per-view card coming up. And on the line joining us today is Canelo Alvarez, former super welterweight world champion, Alfredo Angulo, former WBO interim junior middleweight world champion. And also translating for us is Eric Gomez, matchmaker for Glory Promotions. But to make the formal introductions and to get the call going, I'd like to introduce Richard Schaefer, Chief Executive Officer of Golden Boy Promotions. Richard.
Thank you, Kelly, and hello to everyone back east and here, I guess, on the west as well. And I saw that there were a number of people from Texas calling in as well to this great conference call with for this fantastic card. A couple months ago when I was at home, I couldn't sleep, so I'm like channel surfing, and, you know, I stop on this infomercial channel, and it's amazing. You know, you're like ready to order it, and then, but wait, there is more, and there seems more and more coming. So I thought, wouldn't it be great to do a boxing card where people are just going to say, I can't believe it, there's more and more, what, and then there's another one, and there's another one, and that's exactly what we did here. With this card toe-to-toe, interesting toe-to-toe in Spanish. In Mexico, they don't call it toe-to-toe. They call it mano a mano or hand-to-hand. Whether if it's toe-to-toe or hand-to-hand, one thing I can say, it's going to be all action. On March the 8th, we have put together one of the most action-packed cards I can remember here at Golden Boy. Of course, the main event, Canelo and Alfredo, we're going to talk about it in a few minutes, and you're going to have a chance to ask both fighters questions. But the whole card really is totally loaded with the Freeview opening up for everyone with a TV set at home, Jorge Linares versus Nihito Arakawa, a 10-round lightweight bout. And then we're going to move into the pay-per-view, which is going to be distributed by Showtime pay-per-view beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, with the first of three world title fights. It's going to be Carlos Molina against young Jermall Charlo, fighting for Molina's IBF Junior Middleweight World Championship. From there, we are going to be moving into the 12-round WBC Interim Lightweight World Championship, which is going to be contested between champion Omar Figueroa and challenger Ricardo Alvarez, who is the brother of Canelo and is getting his world title fight opportunity here. It would be historic in Mexico, since it would be the first time that one family, the Alvarez family, has produced three world champions. As you know, Canelo's other brother, Rigoberto, was the 154-pound champion, and then, of course, Canelo as the world champion, and now Ricardo is going to try to accomplish his dream to become the WBC lightweight world champion. From there, we're going to go into the co-main event with one of the most exciting fighters in the sport, irrespective of weight class, Leo Santa Cruz versus Christian Mijares, a 12-round WBC super bantamweight world championship. Mijares, well-known former world champion, it's going to be an exciting showdown, all action-packed there. And then, but wait, there is more. There's the one we've been waiting for, and that, of course, is Canelo versus Saul. Both guys really don't need much introduction. These are two all-action fighters coming forward. They love to trade and slug it out in the middle of the ring. And I think March 8th, for those fight fans and sport fans and the general public, which like to be entertained, this is what they're going to watch. This is what they want to watch. The fight will be coming live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Tickets went on sale last Friday. They're priced very attractively, starting at $25. $50, $100, $200, $400, and $600. They went on sale on Friday, and as of yesterday, over close to 6,000 tickets have been sold already, so I do anticipate a sellout on March the 8th at the MGM. The fight is sponsored by Corona and AT&T, and Molina and Jermell Charlo is presented as well in association with Warriors Boxing. Now let's go to the fighters. First up is Alfredo. I'm going to introduce him. He's going to make some opening comments, and then I'm going to be introducing Canelo. He's going to make some opening comments, and then we're going to open up the lines for you guys to ask questions. Alfredo Angulo from Mexicali, Baja California, certainly one of the most entertaining fighters with devastating punching power. He always comes to fight. His 2011 battle with James Kirkland is legendary and was a candidate of the fight of the year. In 2012, he came back and garnered wins over Raul Cáceres and Jorge Silva. And in 2013, here at the Home Depot Center, StubHub Center, now he appeared on his way to become to get his first world championship when he knocked down Erislandi Lara twice for the interim WBA junior middleweight fight. And then obviously the fight had to be stopped due to an eye injury, which Alfredo suffered. Here he is. It's a fight he wanted for a long time. He has asked me repeatedly, I'd like to fight Canelo. And I'm happy that we were able to make his dream come true, that he has an opportunity to fight on March the 8th against Canelo Alvarez. Before I'm going to turn it over to Alfredo now, I want to inform all of you as well that Alfredo Angulo will, right before the press conference starts here in Los Angeles at 12:40, he has made himself available for the Locks of Love, meaning he's going to get his hair cut for a charitable cause, Locks of Love, and I very much want to support Alfredo and thank him for that, and thanking him for bringing attention to this very worthwhile cause. It's a pleasure for me now to introduce to you Alfredo El Perro Angulo.
Buenos dias.
Good morning. Unos comentarios, por favor, Alfredo, ¿cómo te sientes de la pelea? Unas cosas, por favor.
Muy contento de esta oportunidad y gracias a Richard Schaefer, de Golden Boy en especial, por dar esta oportunidad.
I'm very happy for this opportunity, for this fight. I want to especially thank Richard Schaefer for helping me get this fight. ¿Alguna otra cosa?
No, compra.
¿Qué? Yeah. I didn't catch that. Alfredo, ¿nos escuchas?
We can't hear you, Alfredo.
I think we might. Bueno. Sí, ahora sí. Alfredo,
okay.
Ahora sí.
Leo, que muchas gracias a toda la media por estar presentes y por tomarnos en cuenta de hacer esta entrevista.
He said, I want to thank all the media that's present and on this call, and thank you for supporting this fight.
All right. We're going to have a chance to ask Alfredo questions in just a moment. But first, I want to introduce to you now one of the true superstars of the sport. He has a record of 42-1-1 with 30 KOs, comes out of Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico. He's the former super welterweight world champion, has been a pro since 2005 when he was just 15 years old, and is without any question today Mexico's biggest boxing superstar. He's 23 years young. He has earned the respect of the Mexican people because of the way he fights, the excitement he brings to the ring, and he has, of course, a huge female following as well because of his looks and his charisma and the way he carries himself outside of the ring as well. Last year was an important year for Canelo. First, of course, when he fought Austin Trout in front of nearly 40,000 fans in San Antonio. And if the capacity, if we would have been able to add more seats, we would have had 60, 70,000 people there at the Alamo Dome when he defeated Austin Trout. Then came the big fight against Floyd Mayweather, which broke all revenue records. And certainly Canelo had a lot to do with that as well, given his growing popularity as the big Mexican star. That September date against Mayweather, I think, served Canelo as it will be a lesson for him to, and I'm sure he's walking away from this fight having learned a lot, and that's what it is. You know, when you're a young fighter, you challenge yourself against the best, and you learn from that, and I'm sure that is exactly what Canelo is taking away from the September showdown against Mayweather. He could have gone against an easy opponent, you know, go back to Texas or do it from Mexico and so on, but no, he wanted to challenge himself against one of the best at 154, and with Alfredo Angulo, he's getting exactly that. It is a pleasure now for me to introduce to you Saúl El Canelo Álvarez.
Gracias, Richard. Pues agradecerle a toda la prensa el apoyo que siempre me han brindado y estoy muy contento de estar próximo a volver al cuadrilátero y con mucho entusiasmo de volver ahí.
I'm very grateful for all the support I've had throughout my career and I'm very happy to be returning into the ring for this fight. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Gracias, Canelo. Now we have questions from the media. Operator, if you could please open up the lines.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question or have a comment, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. This will place your question in the order it was received. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. Our first question comes from Dan Rafael with ESPN.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Hey, Eric, could you ask Canelo, and this is in reference to some of the comments that Richard made in the opening remarks, that this was a fight that I know that Angulo wanted very badly, but I'm wondering from Canelo, what was it about accepting the fight with Alfredo? Did he go for that fight as opposed to, like, what was his decision-making process to select Angulo as his opponent, as opposed to the other guys that we had heard were possible, such as Carlos Molina, who holds a world title, Lara, who holds an interim title and also has a TKO victory against Angulo. How did he go about deciding that Angulo was the guy for him?
Okay, Saúl, la pregunta es para ti. Obviamente, Richard hizo comentario que esta es la pelea que Alfredo Angulo quiso por mucho tiempo, ha estado pidiendo esta pelea, pero tú, ¿por qué aceptaste pelear con él? Obviamente hay otros peleadores en la categoría, Carlos Molina, campeón de la FIB, Erislandy Lara. ¿Por qué decidiste o cómo fue que decidiste a Alfredo Angulo?
Bueno, decidimos porque él es un peleador muy fuerte, es un peleador que siempre le gusta pelear y obviamente regresar con una pelea de primer nivel, esa es la idea. Y por eso decidimos pelear con Alfredo, porque él es un peleador que siempre va al frente, que es un peleador fuerte, y es la mejor pelea para el público.
Basically, the reason why I chose him is because, you know, we made a decision that, you know, he was the best style for me. You know, he's a very strong fighter. He comes forward. He makes good fights. And I feel that this was the best fight for the fight fans, style-wise.
Dan, I just want to quickly add, I have to say, you and your Fight Freaks had a little bit to do with that too, because I think there was a poll, and you wrote a story that the fight people would want to see would be the most entertaining one would be Saul against Alfredo. So
understood. I thought maybe he would want to have an opportunity to fight for one of the titles again, but I understand what you're saying about that. I was curious from Canelo's point of view. Thank you for that. Eric, I have one other question for Canelo. If you could ask him, now this fight is on pay-per-view, so they're asking the consumers to spend, you know, about $50-$60 to buy the card. It's a good card. But my question for Canelo is, does he feel like coming off of the loss to Floyd, which by most estimations was extremely one-sided in Floyd's favor, does he feel as though his fans, particularly the Mexican-American fans, will support him on pay-per-view by buying this fight?
Saul, la pregunta es para ti. Está preguntando, obviamente esta pelea va a ser pago por evento, no va a ser en vivo por Showtime. ¿Tú crees que tu afición te van a apoyar en un pago por evento después de perder la pelea con Floyd? Estuviste con Floyd, perdiste la pelea. ¿Y tú crees que tu afición te van a seguir y te van a apoyar en ese pago por evento?
Claro que sí. Yo sé que mis fans siempre van a estar conmigo. Eso siempre será y estoy muy agradecido con eso. Siempre he recibido el apoyo de toda la gente y sin duda estarán ahí apoyándome.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. You know, I have loyal fans. I have loyal fans, and I'm very grateful for that. And they're always going to be with me. And I feel that they're going to support me through thick and thin, and they're going to follow me in this pay-per-view.
Okay, great. And I have just one question for Alfredo. I'd ask him. I'd like to know, he said in his opening remarks, maybe it was Richard that said it, that this was a fight that Alfredo has wanted for a long time. I guess that Richard said he was been asking Richard to try to get in this fight. I'm curious, other than, I suppose, the financial rewards that come along with an opportunity against Canelo, what were the particular reasons that he wanted this fight so much as opposed to maybe fighting for one of the world titles or some other opponent, you know, in his weight class?
Alfredo, obviamente la pregunta es para ti. Dice que, como lo dijo Richard, tú le has pedido a esta pelea, Richard, es la pelea que has querido. ¿Por cuál razón es que quieres esta pelea o has querido esta pelea? Obviamente, lo obvio es el económico. Debe de irte bien económicamente, pero ¿hay alguna otra razón que elegiste pelear con Saúl?
No, yo creo que Saúl es un peleador bueno y que creo yo que por fin se van a dar cuenta el 8 de marzo quién va a quedar como número uno en México, si Saúl Álvarez o el Perro Angulo.
Well, obviously, I mean, Saúl's a good fighter. He's a good fighter, and it's a fight that I wanted, and I think that on March 8th, everybody's going to find out who's going to remain as a top guy in Mexico, representing Mexico, the number one fighter at this weight class.
All righty. Thank you, Eric, for that, and thank you, guys. Look forward to this one.
Gracias.
Our next question comes from Steve Karp with Las Vegas Review.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Eric. Eric, could we start with Alfredo and ask him about the was he not bothered by the fact he wasn't Canelo's first choice? And then I had another question for Alfredo, and then I had some for Canelo.
Alfredo, ¿te molesta un poco que no fuiste el primer peleador que decidió pelear Saúl? O sea, él tenía planes de pelear con otros, pero que tú no fuiste el primero que eligió. ¿Te molesta algo?
No, sinceramente, yo me dedico a hacer mi trabajo. Mi trabajo es arriba del ring. Fuera de ahí, mi empresa es la que se está encargada de con quién peleo y cuándo y cómo. Yo no tengo ningún problema, ningún inconveniente de eso.
No, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't really bother me. I mean, my job is to get up and fight. Be ready to fight and fight. It's my promoter who decides who I fight against. So that stuff doesn't bother me. I'm ready to fight.
Everybody, this is also for Alfredo, Eric. everybody understands that Alfredo's style is to come forward. He's a slugger. He's a power puncher. Ask him what makes him believe that he can win a fight against a great defensive fighter like Canelo fighting this style, or is he going to have to somehow adjust the way he fights in order to beat Canelo?
Está Alfredo, mucha gente reconoce tu estilo, eres un peleador fuerte, eres un peleador aguerrido, vienes hacia adelante, tiras muchos golpes, eres fuerte, pero obviamente Saúl es un gran boxeador también, defensivamente, tiene mucha defensa. ¿Cómo crees que le vas a poder ganar con tu estilo o tienes que cambiar tu estilo para ganarle?
No, yo creo que hemos hecho el trabajo adecuado al lado de mi entrenador. Estamos haciendo un muy buen campamento y una muy buena preparación para que el 8 de marzo mucha gente se quede sorprendida del trabajo de Alfredo Angulo al lado de Virgil Horner.
I have a very good game plan with my trainer, Virgil Hunter. We've already started camp. We've been working hard. And I feel that a lot of people are going to be very surprised. They're going to be very, very surprised come fight time of what I'm capable of and what Virgil's game plan has been.
Mm-hmm. Great. Hey, and for Canelo, I'm sorry. Just one other question for Canelo. Why is it so important for you to fight your first fight back in Las Vegas in the same ring where you lost in September? Is there any connection to that, or did it just happen to be the best place to hold this fight?
Saúl, la pregunta es para ti. ¿Por qué fue importante regresar y pelear en el MGM en el mismo ring donde perdiste tu primer pelea, en tu última pelea? ¿Por qué fue importante regresar allí y pelear allí en esta pelea, en tu regreso? ¿Hay una conexión o simplemente fue el mejor lugar de hacer la pelea?
No, simplemente fue el mejor lugar. También he ido ahí y he ganado, así que eso no tiene nada que ver. Es el mejor lugar para pelear y por eso.
No, it's very simple. It's the best place. It was the best venue to do a fight, and there's no connection. I fought there many times, and I've won as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no connection to that. It was just basically the best place.
Okay. Thanks, E. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Steve.
You bet.
Our next question comes from Robert Morales with Los Angeles News.
Would you ask Canelo how tough it was, if at all, to get over his first defeat?
Saúl, la pregunta es para ti. Saúl, ¿qué difícil era, obviamente, tu primer derrota? ¿Qué fuerte, qué difícil fue olvidarte y regresar con ánimo?
He flies out soon to Brazil.
Roberto, please mute.
¿Ya puedo hablar?
Sí.
Obviamente es difícil, ¿no? Porque es mi primera derrota y me pegan el orgullo. Uno siempre se prepara para ganar. Nunca quiere salir de ahí con una derrota, pero así es el boxeo. Creo que se aprende mucho de esto y yo no lo tomo como una derrota, simplemente como algo que me hizo aprender para seguir ganando.
Obviously, it's very hard. It's very hard. It hurt my honor. It's very tough. Nobody ever wants to lose. Nobody ever wants to be the on the losing side of a fight. But I don't see it as a loss. I don't see it as a loss. I see it as a learning experience, and I'm going to take the best out of it.
Okay. Eric, I wanted to ask one more question, kind of piggybacking off what Steve Karp was asking, because I agree that certainly of the two, Alvarez is the better defensive fighter. Does Canelo himself think that if Alfredo Angulo goes in there with his same style and doesn't try and improve upon his defense by at least moving his head a little bit, that Alfredo is going to be out of this fight early?
Saúl, es otra pregunta para ti. Regresando al estilo de Alfredo Angulo, lo conoces muy bien, cómo es el estilo de él, agresivo. Y tú eres un peleador muy bueno defensivamente. ¿Tú piensas que Alfredo tendría que cambiar su estilo un poco para poder
estar en esta pelea, o tú piensas que si él es el mismo Angulo de siempre, va a ser una pelea fácil para ti y va a ser una pelea que quizás termine temprano?
No, yo pienso que más que eso, va a ser una pelea bastante dura, va a ser una pelea difícil, va a ser una pelea dura, él es un peleador muy fuerte que va siempre hacia adelante. Tenemos que hacer una muy buena preparación para eso, y creo que del estilo, pues, cada quien lo hace como quiere, ¿no? Como cree conveniente, y él hará lo mejor por hacer la mejor pelea, y obviamente es lo que se pretende, ¿no?
No. I don't think that at all. I think it's gonna be a hard fight. It's gonna be a very, very tough fight, a hard fight. He's a strong fighter. He's a very, very strong fighter, and I'm gonna have to prepare very well for this fight. He's gonna have to do what's convenient for him to win, and I'm gonna have to do what's convenient for me to win. So I'm not taking this lightly at all, and I'm gonna have to prepare well.
Okay, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Lem Satterfield with TheRingTV.com.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, Lem.
Hey, Eric. Eric, this is the statement that Alfredo gave me in assessing him against Canelo as perhaps the best overall challenge he's faced. He says he knows that in both size and in weight and in power that he's a real 154-pounder, and that he believes that he is the first one in this weight class with that combination of experiences. Obviously, he's faced, Floyd Mayweather, who's the best, and he's Austin Trout, who was big for pound power. Can you ask him to assess success?
Okay, Alfredo, la pregunta es para ti, Alfredo, que en algún momento tú habías dicho que esta pelea iba a ser muy interesante porque tú le llevas a Saúl, le llevas el tamaño, peso, poder, que tú eres un peleador 154, maduro, fuerte, con experiencia, y que con esa combinación tú sabes que podrías ganar. ¿Puedes hablar un poco hacia eso?
No, yo creo que las peleas que les he brindado a través de mi carrera como peleador profesional van a decir más que mil palabras. El perro sabe que siempre que sube al ring sabe a dar un buen espectáculo, y yo creo que ante Saúl o ante cualquier oponente que yo enfrente, yo siempre salgo a dar lo mejor de mí. Y yo creo que Saúl esa noche, él quiere regresar de su primer derrota con su carrera profesional. Así que por eso creo yo que va a ser un pleito muy interesante.
Well, you know, it's gonna be an interesting fight because, look, everybody knows my style. Everybody knows how I fight. My pro record proves that. You can see my fights. And I'm always in very, very good fights. I always give great fights. I always give 100% of me. So it's going to be a very interesting fight because he's trying to come back from his first loss. And I just feel that it's the right time for this fight.
Can you ask Canelo the same thing, if Canelo feels that about Angulo?
Saúl, la pregunta es para ti. ¿Tú sientes que es cierto que quizás va a ser una pelea peligrosa, una pelea fuerte, porque Alfredo sí tiene quizás el tamaño, el peso, el poder en su favor?
Sin duda, va a ser una pelea fuerte, pero también soy un peleador fuerte, así que por eso será una gran pelea. Es lo que decidimos por esa misma razón, porque va a ser una pelea demasiado atractiva, y eso es lo que la gente quiere, ¿no? No quiere que ver una pelea que un peleador esté corriendo toda la noche.
Without a doubt, this is going to be a tough fight, without a doubt. Yes, you know, you're right. You know, some of the some of the things that Alfredo possesses, size, weight, power, yeah, you know, that's correct. But I also have power. I also have power, and it's going to be a tough fight. It's going to be a tough fight, but it's also going to be a very attractive fight, and that's what the fans want. I think the fans deserve these kind of fights. The fans don't want to see a fight where one guy's just running the whole night. They want to see these kind of battles.
Okay, and my last question for Canelo is, can he assess what he saw out of Angulo in Angulo's last fight, you know, knocking Lara down twice, bringing the action to him, and if that is what sold him on choosing Angulo as his next opponent, as an appealing opponent to the fans?
La pregunta es para ti, Saúl. ¿Has tenido tiempo de ver la pelea que tuvo Angulo, la última pelea que tuvo Alfredo, donde quizás estaba ganando la pelea, tiró a Lara dos veces, quizás viste algo allí que te hizo decidir pelear con él? ¿Has estudiado la pelea? ¿Viste eso? ¿Tú crees que es por esa razón va a ser una gran pelea para la afición?
La vimos esa noche. Vimos esa noche esa pelea. Estábamos nosotros concentrados para pelear y siempre vemos el box y vimos esa noche esa pelea y no he tenido tiempo de todavía analizar bien la pelea, pero durante todo el campamento pues tendré el tiempo necesario para poder ver el video.
You know, I haven't really studied the fight. I haven't really watched it. I watched it that night because I was also getting ready for a fight, and you know, that's what I do. We watch boxing. So I saw the fight that night, but I haven't really analyzed it or studied it at all. But you know, okay, throughout camp, I will.
Okay, thank you guys very much, and good luck.
Gracias. Thank you, Lem.
Our next question comes from Diego Martinez with Reforma.
Diego?
It appears he's no longer in the queue, so our next question will come from Erica Montoya with Huffington Post.
Erica?
Buenas tardes.
Adelante.
Mi pregunta es para el Canelo. Saúl, ¿qué adaptaciones tienes que hacer ahora que vas a enfrentar a un peleador que tiene un estilo totalmente contrario a lo que te presentó Floyd en septiembre pasado?
A ver, deja traducir, Saúl, deja traducir primero en inglés y puedes contestar. The question is, how do you have to adapt, Saúl, how do you have to adapt for fighting an Angulo? Obviously, it's a very different style than what you prepared for fighting Floyd. So how do you have to adapt?
Saúl, es totalmente diferente el estilo de Angulo y obviamente pues hay que entrenar con otros sparring, hay que entrenar otro tipo de estrategia, totalmente diferente a la pasada, pero es una, yo creo que las peleas son de estilos y este es un estilo que hará una gran pelea.
Yes, you're correct. It's a totally different style. It's a very, very different style. So the whole camp has to be different. The sparring partners have to be different. But it's a style that's going to be attractive and it's going to make for a good fight.
Saúl, ¿de qué manera te pudiste recobrar de la derrota? ¿Que tuviste que tener algún apoyo psicológico, un psicólogo deportivo que te ayudara a dejar atrás tu primer descalabro dentro del profesionalismo?
No.
A ver, deja traducir, por favor, deja traducir eso. The question is, Saúl, how have you coped with the first loss? How are you doing? Did you have to get psychological help, that you have somebody, a coach, maybe a mental coach help you out? How have you been coping with the loss? Saúl?
No, ninguno, gracias a Dios. Soy alguien de mente fuerte y que sabe lo que quiere y yo sé que eso fue algo que me enseña para seguir ganando en el futuro y así será, primero Dios.
No, not at all. I didn't have to get any of that. Thank God. I'm mentally strong. I've always been mentally strong, and more than anything, I think that's a fight that's going to help me. It's going to help me, and it's just going to make me better.
Por último, una pregunta para Alfredo Angulo. Alfredo, ¿consideras que esta pelea llega en el momento idóneo o se debió de dar hace 5 años más o menos, que era desde el tiempo más o menos que ya vas pidiendo un enfrentamiento contra el Canelo Álvarez.
The question is for Alfredo. Alfredo, do you think this is perfect timing for this fight? Or do you think that maybe this is a fight that should have happened, you know, say, maybe 5 years ago?
Pues yo, la verdad, siempre le he pedido algo al Dios de corazón. Yo siempre se lo he pedido que Él me dé a conforme yo estoy dispuesto, a conforme yo estoy listo para tener. Y yo creo que el 2014 es el año que Él escogió para darme un buen año en mi carrera profesional.
I think this is the right time. I think this is the perfect time. I think it's good for me. He decided to give me the opportunity now in 2014, and it's a great gift for my career at this time for 2014.
Muchas gracias a ambos. Mucha suerte.
Bye.
Our next question comes from Jose Sanchez with Oi Chicago.
Sí, buenas tardes a todos desde Chicago. Canelo, buenas tardes. Canelo, quería preguntarte, la semana pasada el campeón superfuerte de la Federación Internacional, Carlos Molina, que también era candidato, ¿no?, junto al campeón de la Asociación Lara, dijo que tomaste esta pelea contra el Perro Angulo porque era la más fácil para ti, que no querías arriesgarte a tener dos derrotas, ¿no? Algo que comparte parte de la prensa, ¿no?, bastante parte de la prensa. ¿Qué piensas de eso? ¿Por qué rechazaste a dos, pelear contra dos campeones, irte con este? ¿De verdad era la más fácil esa?
Deja traducir eso. The question is, Carlos Molina, who's the IBF champion, made some comments that you chose to fight against Alfredo Angulo because it's the easiest fight. It's the easiest fight and you don't want to risk getting another loss in your career. Can you respond to that? Saúl?
No, la verdad que no. Esta es la gente sabe que esta es la pelea más dura que puedo tener. Es la pelea más interesante para ellos y por eso decidimos. Por eso decidimos y la verdad que el comentario está de más.
No, not at all, not at all. You know, the people know, the fans know, and the way they've been reacting to this fight, that this is the toughest fight. This is the most attractive fight out there. So, you know, that comment is uncalled for.
Saúl. ¿Qué piensas de Carlos Molina como campeón y como boxeador? ¿Piensas que algún día pelearás contra él o no?
Saúl, what are your thoughts on Carlos Molina? What do you think of him as a fighter? Do you think maybe in the near future there can be a fight with him?
Claro, son rivales a futuro y no se descartan. Se necesitan rivales para pelear y sin duda.
Of course, that's someone in my future. That's someone that I would see. I mean, you need rivals, and that's someone that I can possibly face in the future, of course.
Ya por último, una pregunta para los dos, para Alfredo y para Saúl. Quería preguntarle a ambos su opinión de qué recuerdos se llevan de José Saúl Imán, fallecido recientemente.
The question is for both fighters. What memories do you have of José Saúl Imán now that he's passed? Alfredo?
Yo creo que el mejor recuerdo que me puedo llevar el señor Suleiman fue una plática que tuve con él en Guadalajara. Una plática un poquito larguita y de lo cual creo yo que salieron muy buenos frutos y que Dios quiere lo tenga en el cielo y que descanse en paz.
¿Qué año fue eso, Alfredo?
No me acuerdo, la verdad.
¿Qué te dijo?
2008,
2009,
más o menos.
2008, 2009. Yeah, he said that the best memory he has of Mr. Suleiman was a talk that he had. It was a very lengthy conversation in Guadalajara that they had together, and must have been back in 2008 or 2009. Saúl?
Bueno, yo tuve la oportunidad de estar muchas veces con él, de convivir muchas veces con él. Muchas pláticas, el apoyo que nos daba, ya sea mi persona, ya sea mi empresa también, y pues lo recordaremos todo el tiempo y que descanse en paz.
You know, I was fortunate enough to have many talks with him, met with him many times, and great times, and you know, I just feel that it was tragic, and may he rest in peace.
Gracias y suerte a los dos.
Gracias.
Our next question comes from Diego Martinez with Reforma.
Saúl, tú has comentado que obviamente no lo ves como una derrota. ¿Qué aprendiste de esa experiencia con Mayweather, ya estando fuera de todo el entrenamiento del equipo, estando ya tú solo? ¿Qué aprendiste, qué pensaste viendo hacia el futuro?
The question is, you know, now that you've been alone, you've had some time to think about it, the fight with Mayweather, what have you thought about being in camp, and what do you think about? Saúl?
Bueno, aprendí lo que es una derrota, ¿no? Lo que es una derrota, y obviamente muchas cosas aprendí arriba del cuadrilátero. Él es un peleador bastante inteligente, obviamente a su estilo. A mucha gente no le gusta su estilo, pero es un peleador inteligente que gana sus peleas, con eso basta. Y pues aprendí muchas cosas, ¿no? Ya sea dentro y fuera del cuadrilátero, no te puedo decir todas, pero se aprendieron demasiadas cosas.
I learned a lot from that fight. I learned a lot from the Mayweather fight. He's got a style that's very complicated. He's got a style that's very intelligent, and he fights intelligently. I think that his whole purpose is just to win. But I learned a lot. I learned a lot about the fight. I learned a lot about the fight itself, inside the ring and outside the ring as well.
Saúl, en el caso del estilo, obviamente pues estaban los tres rivales, pero el estilo del perro Angulo es muy atractivo para la gente. ¿Tú crees que eso es lo que va a hacer la diferencia en el caso, por eso se hizo la elección, va a ser una pelea emocionante para la gente?
The question is, you know, obviously, when you're talking about styles, Alfredo Angulo as an opponent has a great style, and it's a very attractive style. Was that very important to you?
Claro que sí. Es lo que la gente quiere ver, una pelea emocionante, y esta es la pelea más atractiva para ellos, y por eso es que se está realizando.
Gracias, Raúl. Oye,
of course, that was very important. What the fans want to see is attractive fights, very good fights, and that was a big reason for doing this fight.
Alfredo, para ti una pregunta. Has tenido muchas peleas a lo largo de la vida, incluso abajo del ring, vienes de un momento difícil. ¿Cómo tomas esta pelea o esta preparación, Alfredo? ¿Qué tan diferente? Ya fuiste campeón del mundo. ¿Es el reto más fuerte de tu carrera, Alfredo?
The question is for Alfredo. Alfredo, you've been through a lot in your life, inside the ring, outside the ring. Is this, you know, obviously, is this probably the biggest fight of your career, the most important fight in your career?
Pues, mira, yo creo que uno desde que nace peleando, la mayoría de todos en la vida peleamos por tener un mejor estilo de vida y tener un mejor futuro. Y te puedo decir que es el pleito más importante de mi carrera y un pleito muy, muy atractivo, como te digo, ¿no? No tanto para mí, sino a mí siempre me ha gustado darles un buen espectáculo a los fans, y yo creo que el 8 de marzo ante Canelo va a ser ese show y ese espectáculo que siempre los mexicanos les sabemos brindar a cuando se enfrentan dos mexicanos arriba del ring.
You know, the answer is, when you're born fighting. Everybody's born fighting, and they're fighting for a better life, for a better future. So, yes, this is the most important fight of my career. It's very, very important to me. Not only that, it's also going to be a very attractive fight for the fans. On March 8th, I'm sure that Saúl's going to do his part to make this a special fight, an attractive fight, because when you put two Mexicans in the ring, we know how to give good fights. And that's what we're going to give the fans, a good fight.
Alfredo, y la última pregunta. Mucha gente, obviamente, te echo menos porque vienes de derrotas o algo, pero al final fueron dos derrotas donde se pudo haber ido Kirkland o se pudo haber ido... O sea, ¿será la tercera la vencida y será una pelea donde tú piensas que el poder de puños pudiera mandar a la lona a Saúl por primera ocasión?
Alfredo, the question's for you. You know, this is obviously going to be a tough fight, this and that, but you think, I mean, you're a powerful puncher. Do you think that if you land the right combination, you can possibly knock Saúl out?
Sinceramente, nunca me he considerado un peleador noqueador, la verdad. Siempre me he considerado un peleador que va trabajando poco a poco arriba del ring y mermando poco a poco a su oponente. Y yo creo que así me considero yo más que un peleador noqueador, porque pues un peleador noqueador es alguien que conecta y en cuanto conecta, el oponente se cae y obviamente yo no tengo esa pegada, la verdad. Yo soy un peleador que va mermando a su oponente.
You know, realistically, I don't see myself as a knockout puncher. I'm a fighter that likes to work, and I break down my opponents. A knockout puncher is the type of fighter that, you know, he'll throw a punch and he'll knock a guy out. He'll knock them down, and they won't get up, and they're knocked out. My style is more of a hardworking fighter. I put my punches together, and I break down the opponents.
Gracias, Saúl y Alfredo. Suerte a los dos.
Gracias.
Okay, one more question, and then I'm going to have the fighters continue with their other media obligations here. So, last question.
Our last question comes from Eddie Goldman with No Holds Barred.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. First question for Canelo. Canelo, how did the fight with Mayweather change you as a fighter, and what did you learn from that fight specifically that you could use against Alfredo Angulo, who obviously has a very different style from Mayweather?
Saúl, la pregunta es para ti. La derrota con Mayweather, ¿cómo te ha cambiado como peleador? ¿Y cómo te podría ayudar esa pelea contra Alfredo, ahora que vas a estar peleando con Alfredo?
No, pues mucho, ¿no? Más que cambiarme, pues es aprendizaje para mí. Y obviamente uno no quiere volver a pasar por eso. Y obviamente te prepara siempre para ganar y nunca quiere salir con la derrota, pero así es el boxeo. Y obviamente estoy con un entusiasmo de volver al cuadrilátero inmenso.
The answer was, you know, I learned a lot. I learned a lot from that fight. Whenever you suffer a defeat, you never want to feel that again. You never want to go through that again. So that's something that's very, very important to me. And, you know, another thing is that it motivated me now. It motivated me more. I'm more motivated. And so I learned a lot.
Will you change your style at all in this fight? Again, obviously, Alfredo has a very different style than Mayweather. But will you make improvements and add things to what you do?
¿Vas a cambiar tu estilo para esta pelea? ¿Vas a quizás hacer cosas nuevas para esta pelea?
Pues la verdad que
¿Saúl?
¿Para quién es la pregunta? ¿Para mí o
para Saúl? Para Saúl.
Para mí, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
Bueno, pues nosotros siempre nos preparamos diferente, ya que los rivales son diferentes los estilos, y pues simplemente haremos nuestro trabajo, nos prepararemos para Alfredo Angulo y haremos la mejor estrategia para ganar.
Every camp is different. Every camp is different, and I prepare differently for every camp depending on who I'm fighting. So we're going to put together a good game plan for Alfredo Angulo, and I'm going to prepare for him.
Okay, and for Alfredo, could you tell us why do you think you have the advantage? Obviously, you're older, but what do you think is your advantage that could get you to win this fight?
Alfredo, ¿qué ventajas tú crees que tienes que te van a ayudar para esta pelea? Obviamente, quizás tienes más experiencia, estás más grande de edad. ¿Qué ventajas piensas que tienes?
La única ventaja que todo peleador tenemos es la preparación que hacemos para nuestros combates y yo creo que esa es la única diferencia. Y yo estoy viendo un campamento muy bueno, excelente para esta pelea ante Saúl Álvarez, y creo que el 8 de marzo se van a dar cuenta de ello.
I think that the advantages come from preparation, and I'm preparing excellently for this fight. I've already started my preparation. It is going very, very well, and I think you're going to have to wait and see March 8th while I come out.
Okay, thank you very much. Good luck to everybody.
Thank you, and I want to thank the both fighters for making themselves available. I want to thank you all for members of the media. I can't wait for toe-to-toe, mano-a-mano, which will be an infomercial for the sport of boxing. Great card, and our media team will have any of the other fighters available as well. If you want to talk to them or over the coming days, please reach out to Marilyn Aceves or to Ramiro Gonzalez. Again, March 8th, I see you all at the MGM Grand for toe-to-toe. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today. That concludes today's conference call.
Yeah.